It's 2 weeks ago now that Hurricane Maria slammed the entire U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. Maria came hard on the havoc of other recent storms, leaving the entire island of Puerto Rico damaged, flooded, without basic necessities, with disrupted supply lines and no electricity. Nearly 90,000 Puerto Ricans live in Georgia, about a fourth of them living in Cobb and Gwinnett counties. Cynthia Roman Hernandez is a managing director of Atlanta's Latin American Association, and she is a Puerto Rican Georgian. And so is Juan Carlos Rodriguez, a professor at Georgia Tech. I should say that they are married, too. Welcome, folks.
Good morning.
Hi. Thank you.
So it's we're hearing so little and some of it conflicting about what's happening. What's the state of relief efforts in Puerto Rico? What are you hearing from your own families?
So my family at this point is okay. The ones that are in San Juan, they are seeing more gas stations opening and supermarkets. But still, my family from Morovis, which is my hometown, they're still blocked from many support. Some of them have to drive 3 or 4 hours to get gas or food, and some of them are just not being able to find anything. So they're just struggling. They're just exhausted and overwhelmed about all this situation.
Yeah, Juan, what are you hearing?
Yeah, basically the same. The situation in San Juan, it is very tough, but apparently there are more resources, stores that are recovering from the disaster, gas stations. It is still a day-to-day struggle, but there is more access in the metropolitan area. Once we move into the mountains, the situation is very difficult. We have heard of reports of people that are having just one meal per day, and this is an organized effort by neighbors of different neighborhoods, no, in the mountain, because they would like to save the food resources that they have. So yeah, the aid is not reaching everyone in Puerto Rico right now.
So that's the immediate risk to people's health and lives. It is lack of access to food and potentially water as well.
There is also another aspect, which is medical services. On top of the lack of water, lack of food, and also the possibility of epidemic outbreaks, there's also a concern with many patients that haven't been able to receive dialysis or medication for their conditions, or even they haven't had access to an oxygen tank, and so many people have died of this lack of medical attention, no?
All right. Here's Elaine Duke, acting Secretary of Homeland Security for President Trump, and here she is talking about the administration's response to Maria in Puerto Rico.
I know it's a hard storm to recover from, but the amount of progress that's been made, and I really would appreciate any support that we get. I know it is really a good news story.
And then here's the mayor of San Juan, Carmen Cruz, responding to those comments on CNN.
This is not a good news story. This is a people are dying story. This is a life or death story. There's a truckload of stuff that cannot be taken to people's story. This is a story of a devastation that continues to worsen.
And if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Juan Carlos Rodriguez, a Puerto Rican Georgian and assistant professor of Spanish at Georgia Tech. Also with us is Cynthia Roman Hernandez of Atlanta's Latin American Association. They're a married couple from Puerto Rico living in Georgia. About 90,000 Puerto Ricans live in Georgia. And we're talking about the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. And folks, those comments from Mayor Cruz of San Juan got her a little bit of blowback. Some people were saying, look, the death toll isn't very substantial at this point. Relief is coming. Did you really need to be so extreme in your comments? But I suppose you could argue that rhetoric like that is related to the fact that relief efforts have improved in recent days. Is that your sense?
as I said, there are some parts of the island, like San Juan, that they are seeing more improvement in the conditions of the situation. And there's very pockets of the San Juan area, not all of them. But the remote area of the island, they are just not receiving the services or the support that they need. And one of the worries that we had is that, the medical access, but also there are some people that have no income at this point. They have not working for 2 weeks, and they have been just using what they had. And they're just helping each other, but still there a lot of business that they are not being able to opening. So there's a lot of unemployment, people not able to work. So that's one of the concerns also in the community, that there the impoverishment of the population.
Certainly. Those comments from Mayor Cruz of San Juan seem to elicit some tweets from President Trump. Over the weekend, the president tweeted, quote, "Such poor leadership ability by the mayor of San Juan and others in Puerto Rico who are not able to get their workers to help," end quote. And then here's another one from the president, another tweet. He tweeted, "They want everything to be done for them when it should be a community effort. 10,000 federal workers now on the island doing a fantastic job," end quote. How did you guys react to that?
I think that those are very unfortunate comments coming from the president of the United States. I think they reveal the degree of the ingrained ideology of colonialism in play and a completely invisible ideology. How can you talk about Puerto Ricans in that way when they have been subject to colonialism for more than 100 years? They are currently trying to survive in a situation that is very overwhelming, and they are basically more efficient than federal authorities. And here we have a president that it's simply trying to save his show. I think that's very unfortunate and shameful.
So the Puerto Rican diaspora of folks living in the mainland United States is about 5 million, I believe, at this point, heavily concentrated in the American South, where we are for obvious reasons, and then also in some urban areas further north. I wonder if you folks are... predict more people leaving the island of Puerto Rico for the mainland in response to everything that's happened?
Yes, definitely. That's what we are seeing, more and more people just leaving the island, desperate because of the lack of work, because of the lack of resources, because they are waiting for support and they are not receiving it. And they're some of the people that are living in the continental U.S. also, they are bringing their families to U.S. so they can take care of their health and some other areas of need. But still, there's a lot of people, young people, that they don't feel that the situation will take them to another next step. So they are just leaving, and that's one of our concerns as Puerto Rican, because we need to stay strong. We need to continue, working together to reconstruct our island, and that's part of, I think, that the everybody agree, or many of the people that we know agree, that we need to continue helping each other and do what we can do to keep the island, fine and better and stay safe.
Juan, do you ever think about going back despite the life that you've built yourself for yourself in Atlanta?
Well, I think it's a very difficult situation, and I would like to put in context the natural disaster. This is not, we're not simply dealing with a natural disaster.
Sure.
We're also dealing with a financial disaster, and that has to do with the fact that Puerto Rico recently, months before the hurricane, went bankrupt. The Puerto Rican government have been accumulating a public debt, and it's a very challenging situation for the country. So I think that we would like to see how we're going to deal with that issue as well. One thing I think it's clear, no country can reconstruct itself on the basis of a massive debt.
Yeah.
So we would have to see policy coming to not only deal with the question of our infrastructure, the collapse of all the technological systems and communications, but also a plan for economic development that would guarantee a sustainable future for Puerto Rico.
In our last minute, do you think that a better future for Puerto Rico can be had in the wake of all of this natural and and man-made devastation, given Puerto Rico's current political status as a territory, not as a state, and not having representation in Congress as a result?
I think it's very, very important that we rethink the question of the status at this moment. It hasn't been a priority in Puerto Rican politics over the past 20 years, even though there have been efforts to manage the question of status and consult the people of Puerto Rico. We haven't seen the political will coming from the Puerto Rican parties to address the question. We haven't seen the political will coming from Congress either. So yeah. I think that either statehood or independence, these are the status that I think will guarantee some right. kind of overcoming of the colonial situation and a right. path forward in the economic development of the island.
That's Juan Carlos Rodriguez, professor at Georgia Tech. Also, his wife, Cynthia Roman Hernandez, with Atlanta's Latin American Association. Thank you very much. It's on Second Thought.
Thank you.
Thank you.